Hello and welcome. I'm so glad you're here because today we're diving into one of the most fascinating topics in GCSE biology, genetic inheritance. I'm talking about the science behind why you have your mom's eyes, or your dad's hair color, or why some traits seem to skip a generation entirely. This topic sits in section 7.2 of your biology specification, and I want to be really honest with you. This is a topic that examiners absolutely love. It comes up every single year in multiple question styles, and it's worth a significant chunk of marks. The brilliant news? Once you understand the logic, it's incredibly satisfying, and you can pick up marks very reliably. So grab a pen and paper, because I want you to be active while you listen. We're going to cover all the key terminology, Punnett squares, sex determination, and the story of Gregor Mendel. Let's go. Let's start with the vocabulary, because in genetics, getting your terminology right is worth marks on its own. First up, a gene. A gene is a section of DNA that codes for a specific protein and ultimately a specific characteristic. Think of your entire DNA as a massive instruction manual for building you. A gene is one specific instruction, say the instruction for eye color. Now, genes come in different versions called alleles, or sometimes the specification uses the word variants. So the gene for eye color might have an allele for brown eyes and an allele for blue eyes. Same gene, different versions. Here's where dominant and recessive come in. A dominant allele is one that is always expressed in the phenotype. That's the physical appearance. Whenever it's present, even if you only have one copy. A recessive allele, on the other hand, is only expressed when you have two copies of it, one from each parent. We represent alleles using letters. Capital letters for dominant, lowercase for recessive. So if B is the dominant allele for brown eyes, and B is the recessive allele for blue eyes, then someone with BB has brown eyes, someone with BB also has brown eyes, because B is dominant, but someone with BB has blue eyes because they have two recessive alleles and no dominant one to mask it. Now, the actual combination of alleles a person has is called their genotype. The physical characteristic that results is called their phenotype. This is a really common exam trap. Candidates often mix these two up. Remember, genotype is the genetic code. Phenotype is the physical appearance. G for genetic. P for physical. If you have two identical alleles, either BB or BB, you are homozygous. If you have two different alleles, BB, you are heterozygous. A handy way to remember, homo means same, hetero means different. Now, where do these alleles come from? They come from your parents, via gametes, the sex cells. In humans, gametes are sperm cells and egg cells. Each gamete contains only one allele for each gene because during a process called meiosis, the chromosome pairs separate. This is crucial for Punnett squares, so keep it in mind. Speaking of Punnett squares, let's walk through one together. Imagine two parents who are both heterozygous for tongue rolling. Let's say T is the dominant allele for tongue rolling, and T is the recessive allele for non-rolling. Both parents have the genotype trance. Step one, always define your symbols. Write, let T equal tongue rolling allele, dominant. Let T equal non-rolling allele, recessive. Step 2, write the parental genotypes. Parent 1, top of parent 2, top. Step 3, identify the gametes each parent can produce. Parent 1 can produce gametes T or T. Parent 2 can also produce T or T. Step 4, draw your Punnett square. It's a 2x2 grid. Put parent 1's gametes along the top, T and T. Put parent 2's gametes down the side, T and T. Step 5, fill in the grid by combining the gametes. Top left, T plus T equals TT. Top right, T plus T equals TT. Bottom left, T plus T equals TT. Bottom right, T plus T equals TT. Bottom right, T plus T equals TT. Step 6, state the outcomes. Genotype ratio, 1 TT to 2, T to 1 TTT. Phenotype ratio, 3 tongue rollers to 1 non-roller, because TT and TD both show the dominant phenotype. Examiners award marks for each correct step, so never skip showing you're working. Now let's talk about sex determination. How is a baby's biological sex decided? Humans have 23 pairs of chromosomes. The 23rd pair are the sex chromosomes. Females have 2X chromosomes, written as XX. Males have one X and one Y chromosome, written as XY. When gametes are formed, each gamete gets one sex chromosome. All egg cells produced by a female contain an X chromosome. Sperm cells, however, are different. Approximately half carry an X chromosome and half carry a Y chromosome. So when fertilization happens, if an X sperm fertilizes the egg, the result is dead UX, a biological female. If a Y sperm fertilizes the egg, the result is XY, a biological male. This means the biological sex of a child is determined by which sperm fertilizes the egg, and the probability is 50-50 each time. It is entirely random. Examiners often ask you to show this using a Punnett square, so practice drawing it. Finally, let's touch on Gregor Mendel. Mendel was a 19th century monk who conducted experiments on pea plants. He noticed that characteristics were inherited in predictable ratios. He was essentially discovering the laws of genetics before anyone knew what DNA was. But here's the fascinating part, and examiners love asking about this. His work was not accepted during his lifetime. Why? Several reasons. First, he was not a professional scientist, so the scientific community did not take him seriously. Second, he published in a relatively obscure journal that few scientists read. Third, and most importantly, the concept of genes and chromosomes had not yet been discovered, so scientists had no mechanism to explain his results. It wasn't until the early 20th century, when chromosomes were observed under microscopes, that Mendel's work was rediscovered and recognized as groundbreaking. One more important point. Most characteristics are not controlled by a single gene. Height, skin color, intelligence, these are all influenced by multiple genes interacting together, as well as environmental factors. Single gene inheritance, like the tongue rolling example, is a simplified model that helps us understand the principles, but real biology is more complex. Right, let's talk exam strategy, because knowing the content is only half the battle. Tip number one, always define your symbols before drawing a Punnett square. Examiners explicitly look for this. Write something like, let B equal brown eye, allele, dominant. Let B equal blue eye allele, recessive. One mark, easy to get, easy to lose if you forget. Tip number two, show the gametes separately before filling in the grid. Draw the parent genotypes, then show the gametes with a clear separation. This shows the examiner you understand that alleles separate during gamete formation. Tip number three, express ratios in their simplest form. If you get 2-2, simplify to 1-1. If you get 4-0, that's all dominant phenotype. Say so clearly. Tip number four, do not confuse genotype and phenotype. This is the single most common mistake. Genotype is the alleles, like BB. Phenotype is what you see, like brown eyes. If a question asks for the phenotype, do not write the letters. Describe the characteristic. Tip number five, when a question asks you to explain sex determination, you must say that the sex is determined by which sperm fertilizes the egg. X carrying sperm gives a female, Y carrying sperm gives a male. Just saying it's 50-50 will not earn full marks. Tip number six, for Mendel questions, focus on why his work was delayed, not just what he did. Examiners want you to discuss the lack of peer recognition, the obscure publication, and the absence of a known mechanism at the time. Watch out for this common trap. Candidates often say that a recessive allele is weaker or less important. This is scientifically incorrect. A recessive allele is simply one that is masked by the dominant allele when both are present. It is not weaker, it's fully expressed in homozygous recessive individuals. Cover up your notes. Let's test what you've remembered. I'll ask the question, give you a few seconds, then give the answer. Question one, what is the difference between a gene and an allele? A gene is a section of DNA coding for a characteristic. An allele is a specific version of that gene. Question two, what genotype would a homozygous recessive individual have using the letter B, BB? Two lowercase letters, both recessive. Question three, a mother is 12 and a father is XY. What are the possible genotypes of their children? 12 women, 12 with 17, 12 with 9, which is female, or XY, which is male. 50-50 probability. Question four, give two reasons why Mendel's work was not accepted in his lifetime. He was not a professional scientist, published in an obscure journal, and there was no known mechanism such as chromosomes to explain his results. Any two of these earn the marks. Brilliant work for sticking with me to the end. Let's do a lightning summary. Genes are sections of DNA. Alleles are different versions of a gene. Dominant alleles are always expressed. Recessive alleles are only expressed when homozygous. Genotype is your genetic code. Phenotype is your physical appearance. Punnett squares show the possible offspring genotypes and phenotypes. Always define your symbols and show your gametes. Sex is determined by the father's sperm. X gives female, Y gives male. Mendel's work was delayed due to lack of scientific standing, obscure publication, and no known mechanism. Most characteristics are polygenic, controlled by multiple genes. You've got this. Go draw a Punnett square from memory right now. That's your homework. See you in the next episode.